You think you could beat up like Ronda Rousey?
Who? No. Fuck no.
Real?
No.
What about like, all right, what about like what level?
Children.
100%.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
We made bold choices today for our clothes.
Yeah, we did.
Your Barstool camo.
Barstool. I love. By the way, I got to give a shout out to Bustin' with the Boys.
Yeah,
they sent me those for the boys hats.
Yeah, yeah.
My daughter stole them.
Oh, that's a good way to get more hats. Hey, yeah. Guys, fucking ship them again.
Yeah, I meant to text them and tell them I got them. But yeah, I was following the Dave Portnoy, Michael Rapaport.
I didn't know anything about this.
I didn't know anything about it either.
I didn't know anything. I mean, I guess I just
Dave Portnoy the story. Is Dave Portnoy a billionaire? How much money does he have?
It's probably up there.
Net worth, yeah.
Oof.
$120 million.
Yeah.
So we're going to fucking blow him away in 5 years. Yeah. We got to think bigger.
Yeah.
You know what we need to do? We need to party with Dave Portnoy one week. Just pick his brain.
Mm-hmm.
Go over. We're big gets on a podcast. Does he have a podcast? Does Dave Portnoy have a podcast?
I'm sure he does.
Yeah, he's on a number of them.
Mm-hmm.
And get inside there, because he's got big brain thinking.
He does.
Yeah, and him and Michael Rapaport was like a defamation lawsuit.
So I don't like, so he said, I just saw a little bit about that story. He was like, so Mike used to work for them?
Yeah, he did.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
what does it come down to? Did you see what Rapaport posted? The about DMs from Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant. I saw that today.
And holy shit. Wait,
and then Kevin Durant was like, we're just playing.
He did?
Yeah, he goes, we're just fooling or something.
No. He wasn't playing. He was not playing around, dude. Fuck. Yeah.
Homophobic rant? I didn't see them, I guess.
Oh, they were intense, man. It's on Rapaport's Instagram.
It's tough to be woke when you're angry at somebody.
Yeah.
Like, it's tough to stay guidelines of social justice.
I'm
going to
insult you, but I'm going to refrain from using words that are not acceptable.
I hate your guts, but I hope that you succeed in life. Oh, look at this. He just posted them.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'll be Michael Rapaport. I'll be purple.
And but those are not, that's not the first. You got to close that.
Who's that?
Close it. Scroll. So that's not how it starts. Go back up.
It's there. It's
that one.
There.
That one. Yeah, that's the one. So scroll to now. Click yes. Click that. So this is like. So that's you. Are you going to be?
I'll be Michael Rapaport.
Okay. Okay. And so you're in the blue. So I'll start. Yeah. You a bitch. That's I'm Kevin Durant.
Just do the fucking interview. And if you're upset about something they've said, say something up there, looking like you're crying and shit.
Scroll. I can't. The camera's blocking it.
Is that what he wrote?
I did the interview, you dickhead. Tell your baby daddy, Chuck, to be better at his job and frame his questions better. He gave me two options for that dumbass question, yes or no. So far, it's fine.
Yeah, seems okay.
Okay, and this is, I think, still all Kevin. I heard it all before, you cunt. Check doesn't need you as security, you pale, pasty, cum-guzzling bitch. I swear I'm a spit in your face when I see you, dirty ass. Bet your life on it. Meet me on West 17th tomorrow at 10. Or better yet, what's your address? 10 a.m. at Catch Steak on the corner. Meet me there, pussy.
He's just fucking non-replies and just Katie's just.
Is there any more
him.
Above that or no? Like, does it start? It starts. No, there is.
Oh wait,
you say the go.
Go help this kid in Brownsville, Brooklyn, and stop being a fucking puss.
You a bitch for even caring how I do an interview. All you do is cocksuck other men for attention. Trump, they didn't pay attention to your sorry ass, and now you want to use. Everybody else to get views and laughs. Your life is a joke, you fucking pale cocksucker. Go get some sun. It's fucking with your brain, piece of shit.
Go to Brownsville and help people that need it, goofball.
You do it, you clown. Good for you. Nobody gives a fuck. Suck a dick. Can't wait to tell you all this in person.
And then Katie pasted Dave Portnoy's video.
Yeah. And then he writes, haha, you're such a bitch. Suing another man for talking shit about you. I can't wait to spit on your pussy ass. God damn. It's so aggressive.
By the way, if Kevin Durant followed through with any of this, it would hurt so much.
Oh, man.
You could manhandle us. Ooh, let's go. Write this down. 5 comics we could whip their ass and 1 comic we can't. All right, keep going.
You called your lawyer like the pussy you are. And then, you couldn't take Portnoy talking shit. Defamation of character? ? All right.
Holy shit.
Pussy ass. Want a lawyer. Oh, man. All right. It just goes on and on. But anyway, it's super aggressive.
Didn't use the N-word once.
He did not use the N-word. You're right.
Didn't use the N-word once. Very proud of Katie.
But wait. Close this now and stay on the Instagram page. Scroll up. Because there seems to be new things. So there's, I don't know what that is. I haven't seen that. What does that say? Them hanging out? Hold on.
They're friends.
They are friends?
Yeah, they're friends. That's why this is a little confusing to me because I know they are friends.
Most of your friends don't go, I'm going to spit in your face when I see you, though. that's really fucking intense, dude.
By the way, he can whip my ass so
okay,
quickly.
So he says, a long time ago, we used to be friends. But you let your insecurities ruin it all. Okay, let's see.
Dion Cole.
Good friendship. I don't need anything from you. You know, I don't need any tickets to the game.
Steph was like, you need tickets. And I was like, nah, I'm good. Katie got me, but maybe he's the real MVP.
I think it could be a really lucrative friendship.
When I come to the game, I want to get splinters in my shit. This is row 6. It says row 6. And then it's 16 rows behind other people. I was uncomfortable. Like, I haven't sat in a regular seat in 22 years, my man.
I don't want any fucking big, floppy Kevin Durant sneakers. Can I get some sneakers or something like a jersey?
Yo, appreciate you coming out, yo, but don't come out here no more, bro. Yo, you ask for a lot of shit.
Matter of fact, I don't think you can really do anything for me, but I think I could do a lot for you.
Like, what can you do for me, though?
What's up? I'm Michael Rapport.
And I'm Dean Collins.
Welcome to another edition of the Shame Game.
Weakest fool in the NBA.
They're friendly. That's cool. So that's before. All right, now go back to the homepage. And then what's that? Oh, that's like TMZ kind TMZ. Of showing it.
So this is a real
report,
fight.
You pussy.
Yeah, what do you want?
You a bitch.
Fucking snake.
I can't wait to see you.
They're reading the same thing we just did. They're reading it, I think.
Wow, TMZ, we think alike. Tyson Beckford.
Go back to the page.
He's a dreamboat.
Up. And then he just dropped he dropped a podcast about it.
That's insane. Wild. That's insane.
Yeah.
I wonder if, I wonder if that's just, I'm trying to think, Ron and I have been in fights like that.
Really?
Yeah, where Ron just, one thing sets him off and all of a sudden it's just like, and you're like, hey man, and then we apologize. I wonder if they're going to be friends again.
I mean, you never know. Sometimes you say there's no way and then people do. They're definitely.
Michael Rapaport's gone pretty hard with everybody.
Yeah, he always lets you know how he feels, for sure.
He did. Never mind.
But Kevin Durant got really upset just that Mike must have posted something about his answer, to prompt that.
What started that?
I don't know how it started, but it was. He says, I mean, it's clearly based on an interview that Durant did
with Chuck. Yeah, must be Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
It's got to be hard when your wife didn't respect your bitch ass. According to screenshots, the conversation began where Rapport criticized Durant's post-game interview with TNT.
But here's the thing. No, that's not how it starts. So All right, season opening.
Oh, wait, Kevin Durant just apologized.
Right, hit that. Hit the link where it says Kevin Durant apologizes.
Why don't we just get a mouse in here and we can do it?
I don't know.
Oh, he just apologized for being homophobic. Speaking of homophobic, did you see Lil Nas's dance?
No.
People lost their fucking minds. Lost their minds. It looked like he had sex with the devil.
They both got, this is really, I don't think you really make up after this.
Yeah, it seems like, well, it's once you take things to the public.
Yeah, then it's like,
then all of a sudden, it's like, you can't put that back in the.
So here we go. The conversation began when Rapoport criticized, his post-game interview with Charles Barkley after the season opening victory over Golden State in December. This is old. That's like really old, man. Okay, so scroll down. So he says, me and Mike talk crazier than this on the regular, and today he's pissed. My bad, Mike. Damn. Yeah, but okay. So he makes it seem like.
This is why you don't tweet anything.
I know.
Because you're the tone comes out. I read people's tone and I go, what the fuck? And then they're like, no, I was like, what's up, bitch?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, no, that's not. It's not how I heard, what's up, bitch? And I don't tweet anything.
But like I don't know, if we had a back and forth and then I release messages you've sent.
Oh, that's, you're dead to me. I could never, that's like you can't release personal.
But they clearly they were close, it seemed like.
I almost think that's like, that should be illegal.
Illegal?
To like say I'm texting or whatever, and then you're like, oh, this is what he texted me.
Yeah.
And then because you're not showing the ones before that.
Right.
You're only showing.
The ones that were real, like the thing that's really weird is when they release one side of DMs. That's the worst. When they're like, wait, this is just one person? And they're like, oh no, they're blocking out the replies of the other person. That makes no sense to me.
Yeah. Or the like psycho, right? Like,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I just, with technology, there are certain things that have kind of like skipped over and you're like, I was just thinking about that today. I was like, I was going to delete my Twitter totally because it doesn't bring me joy.
Yeah.
There's no joy in it. I'm not even joking. I was thinking the other day, 50 Cent wrote, I think 50 Cent did an article where he says five rappers he thinks can fight. Was that it? Was that the article?
50 Cent.
Five rappers who can fight. He fights everyone. Nick Cannon names the five rappers who can fight, right? It's 50 Cent, Nipsey Hussle. I was joking. I wrote name five comics you think can fight and name one you know you can whip their ass. And then I was thinking everyone would just name me, but then you're like, oh, I bet, what if people like got serious? Like, I think I could take Brad Williams. And you're like, and then Brad's like, man, why did you do this to me? I got a bunch of people saying they're gonna beat me up.
So, hey, who's his, does it say his list?
Yeah, I'm looking for it right now.
it was a good idea on paper.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then you just, all of a sudden, I've just picked fights with five comics and I'm going to see. Like, so you think you can kick my ass? I'm like, I'm
sorry.
I'm
just joking around. Okay.
Ron punches, gets in my face at the store.
Go that way.
He's like, you really think you can kick my ass?
The other way. Stop. All right. So from this list, we see 50 Cent. Oh. I think 50 would knock the shit out of Floyd. Okay. T.I. Number three is Hitman Holla. Number two is Nipsey Hussle. And number one went to The Game. I bet The Game can fuck somebody up.
I bet The Game
up.
Can fuck somebody. Hey, I guarantee you there's fucking videos of The Game fighting people. Type in Game fist fight. That's The Game.
No, he did. He jumped on. There's video of him. He kicked some dude's ass in a parking lot.
In a parking lot.
Yeah.
The Game. Yeah. Street fight The Game. God, I love The Game.
Yeah.
Is that Jamie Kennedy?
Is it?
Jamie Kennedy's such a good actor.
He is a good actor.
He's a legit good actor.
Yeah, that's definitely not him.
It's not Jamie Kennedy. That's all the hit pause. I always get that. It shows the least attractive guy with the most skin tags and a fat, smelly.
And like, is that Bert?
A lot of people say I look like you. And I'm like, oh, thank you. Oh,
thank you so much.
Say it, honey. You guys could be twins. And you're
Amount of shit I get tagged in where they go, I found your doppelganger, and it's just a fat fucking guy sitting on a trailer.
Fucking with like, a bear on his shoulders.
Guy? Yeah.
All right, let's go to the game fist fight. I'm putting on headsets. The game would fuck me up.
Yes.
So quickly.
Definitely.
I would. Would you?
He's been in a lot of fights, first of all.
Would you?
He's a big fuck.
What if we did a... I'm getting scared even saying this.
Okay.
But what if we did a promotional boxing match, me versus the game?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. This is a good... Yes.
Train for it?
We could... First of all, you'd make a fortune.
I cannot fight at all.
You'd make a fortune doing this.
You think?
Yes.
You think me versus the game, how much money do you think we could make? Like Jake Paul. Jake Paul.
You could make millions of dollars
doing
it.
You think
so? Yes. And you would need it for your healthcare afterwards.
You think you would fuck me up? Let me watch the game fight. How tall is the game? He's like 6'7", isn't he?
No. But he's probably 6'2", 6'3".
He's 6'3". He's at least 6'3".
Yeah.
And I bet he's... Yeah, he's... That's the game. He's taller than everybody.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to... Watch out, bro. Gang. Don't want to help. Bro, want to help me? My car. Help
AR. Who's he talking to?
I don't know. AR.
What's up?
AR. A little aggressive.
Guys, guys. Wait.
Did somebody grab him?
No. We're not, boy.
Someone just pulled the game out.
Yeah. I think they were actually trying to get him away from the confrontation.
Bye-bye.
Don't do it, JCR.
More money.
What's his name?
JCR. All right, I'm good. Let's see. Looks like it's going to... This isn't even the one I'm talking about, by the way.
Let's go.
Look at him. Look at him. He is. I take this back. I really don't want to box the game. He's scaring me just the way he's...
Look at that guy. Box that guy.
Who the fuck's he going after? You realize
cops are here, but there's no fight. We haven't seen a fight.
I think it's about to happen.
There's a video I saw once, maybe on TMZ.
Is that dude?
Wait, where
it's got to be a street fight?
No, but there's a video of him. It's daylight, and he had just fought somebody in a parking lot, and he's like chasing the guy, and the guy's running out of the park. I think it was a TMZ.
Just go to they definitely throw hands because there's a lot of videos of it. God. Yeah, I bet the game can really fight. I bet 50 Cent can fight.
Yeah?
I bet he could. Let's do the opposite. What rappers do you think can't fight? Which rapper do you think that you could hold your own against?
You realize this is just a way to get somebody to be like, I'm going to fight you, right? Like some guy that you're all like, I bet that guy can't fight. It's going to be like, who said that?
All of a sudden we're in the airport. Like, did you see that airport fight?
No.
Dude.
What fight?
21 Savage flashes a gun. By the way, I was at that fight.
You were at the fight?
I was at that fight.
Okay.
I was at that fight. I had just pulled up to check in. I was at this fight.
It's broad daylight.
I am right. See where the camera is? I am right behind that car. Right now.
Really?
Right now, I'm right behind that car.
What's going on?
Watch this. It's Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh, is that him with the yellow hair or whatever?
Yeah. So these guys.
Okay. Oh, he's doing that laugh thing.
Oh. Yeah, okay. Let's do it.
Come here, man.
Oh. I'm right there.
Do you get involved?
No. It just goes into the street.
Really? Okay.
By the way, now that you know, all these guys are gangbangers, but this is the safest place to confront somebody
because
they definitely don't have a gun.
He just got sucker punched. Didn't?
Yeah.
All out fight. No, he's throwing haymakers. That's not really.
Yeah. There's Tekashi.
Oh, he can't fight. Okay, no. You can start there. You could definitely whoop Takashi's ass.
He gets thrown.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I watched him get thrown.
And then I was right behind them in security.
Crazy. That is crazy to see at the airport.
Yeah.
I
know. Crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Anywhere, but at the airport, that's wild.
We love it.
We love it.
A
whole lot of
gangs.
We love it.
A whole lot of gangs.
What's up?
Bitch ass.
We love it. We love it. What's up? What are you doing?
I've said that at a Cinnabon.
Yeah!
We love it!
Y'all don't got the mob with y'all.
No cops.
I'm standing. All right, and right now, I'm standing right there. I'm standing right there with my bag. Who is that?
Wow. I'd be so pissed about that shirt.
Yeah.
Man.
I
really wish you were in this footage.
I wish I had had the foresight.
Yeah.
To jump in and be like, Birdie Boy World Tour.
Yeah.
Dude, I was at that. And so I could take on Five Guys. I love Five Guys. Is that... two dudes took on Five Guys.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying, could you take on Five Guys? I was like, yeah. I fucking love Five Guys.
Five Guys, good.
Five Guys is fucking awesome.
What is your favorite burger place?
Did we talk about this?
No, no, no. I'm talking about that tier, like... Whataburger, Five Guys, what is it? Shake Shack,
I'm a big In-N-Out guy. Yeah. I love In-N-Out, and I like Baker's too. When you're driving,
Baker's
is like a
what's that?
In-N-Out ripoff.
Really?
Yeah, but they got more options. They do In-N-Out burgers, style burgers, and then more so.
Hmm.
Yeah, I can't wait. I love burger. I might have a burger today. I just got an In-N-Out burger, and I should have said I want one, but I said no because I want to be healthy.
Yeah, but you're gonna go get one anyway.
No, I'm going to fucking eat a fucking protein bar. Fucking stupid. It's so stupid.
Do you know who I did, this is so great. A few weeks ago, I did Omaha with Mike Cronin. And Mike goes, you know what I remember? He goes, I did a weekend with Bert, like the day before he was going to do like a half marathon or some type of, like it was coming up in like 2 days.
Yeah.
And he goes, we're in the green room, and Bert goes, I have this thing coming up. I should probably eat healthy, right? And everyone's like, yeah, sure. And he goes, and Bert got like salmon and veggies, and you know, and everyone was like, oh, that's great. And he ate it, and he goes, and then when I got off stage during the second show, he had chicken wings and mozzarella sticks.
I can't help it. I can't help it. I would order something healthy, and then I'd always get chicken wings. And mozzarella sticks are so fucking good.
And they're good for you.
It's all protein. It's very low carb.
It is low carb.
Low carb. If you get them done low carb. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's not one rapper I think I could beat up. Not one.
I mean, I think you could, but like, I think it's safety.
The worst.
For safety, you shouldn't.
For safety,
you shouldn't say you should. Yeah, yeah.
I bet the game. What if I fought the game MMA style? And I just had a period, like if I could get, I got like $1 million if I could last a minute, and then a minute 30, I got another $1 million. I just hug him.
Yeah.
And just be like, don't hurt me.
Yeah.
I'll split the money with you. I'll suck your dick, man.
And then he starts just pounding you. I don't think you should step in the ring with him.
It's a big mistake to even suggest it.
How tall is he? I wanted to see what the... Because he definitely is a big fucking guy. Man.
I did. I'm doing like some boxing work with my trainer. And I cannot.
6'4".
Oh, yeah. Wow. Look at him smile.
Yeah.
Yep. Nipsey Hussle was 6. Snoop is 6. Snoop's 6'4". Snoop can dunk. Doing some pad work.
Yeah.
They go 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. I just can't. I can't throw a punch. Like I think in my head I could definitely punch someone.
Yeah.
I cannot throw a punch and my thumb catches it. Mm-hmm. My thumb will catch and then my thumb hurts and my wrists hurt.
Yeah, but that's just, I mean.
I've always made fun of like when comics show boxing videos.
Yeah.
So it's such a weird thing to show as a comic.
Yeah.
But then that's coming as a guy who thinks he can fight but has never fought. And now once you've hit the pads, you're like, oh, that's actually really impressive. Like Kevin Hart's pretty impressive with pads.
Yeah.
Like legit. Like he could fight. He could, like, if you put him in a boxing match, he could hold his own. Andrew Schultz could hold his own.
Well, it depends who you're boxing.
I tell you who can really fight is Chris DeStefano.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't know that.
No. He I think he goes to boxing gyms to work out. Like he does that. I think it's just that kind of Brooklyn Italian.
Yeah.
That's what you did. They didn't go to golf clubs.
Right.
Courses. They went and fought.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't fight at all.
Yeah, holding your own, though, really depends on your opponent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you think you can be like, I think I can hold my own, and you get in the ring with somebody who's...
You think you could beat up, like, Ronda Rousey?
Who? No. Fuck no.
Real?
No.
What about, like... All right. What about... Like, what level?
Children.
Okay, so, like how... Okay, a prize, Golden Gloves, 14-year-old kid. You think you could beat him?
No, I stood next... I was at a boxing gym doing a workout with a trainer, and there was a kid standing next to me who I didn't think anything because we're doing drills. He's 15. Nothing stood out about him until he got in the ring and he started sparring with a junior Olympian. And I was like, oh my, I didn't realize that this 15-year-old kid standing next to me could murder me in like 5 seconds.
I got tapped out by a 13-year-old on Herb Burt.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sure you can find that footage. I fought a 13-year-old child and he tapped me out in like a matter of seconds. Have you ever seen this?
No.
Go to type in just there, Ultimate Fighter. Click that one.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You're still from Hot Ones is funny.
All right. Now just scroll forward. It's horrible. Scroll forward to the end. Go to the end. Keep going. And then right around here.
So you're about to...
This is right. Me fighting the Gracies with a knife. And they just fucking... And then they choked me out. Dude, getting choked out really sucks. Then they put the knife to my throat.
Yeah.
Watch. I'm going to throw a punch.
It is funny to watch you get hurt.
I just getting fucked up left and right. And then they bring in a child. This kid's 13 years old. You can play the audio, I think, can't you? Yeah. Go back. Scroll back. No. Go forward. And then when you see the child, there, this child, Jordan Collins, 13 years old.
So.
And he fucking taps me out.
And you're trying here?
I'm trying. It's moving so fucking fast. Like, you're like, fuck, man. Slow, like, go slower, and then I can fight you.
Holy shit.
He's a kid.
What do you weigh here?
Probably 200.
Really?
Maybe 190.
I'm
not gonna. My teeth look huge.
You look good.
I look fucking disgusting. I look better right now, like I do right now. Not with a beard. Like if you shave, I've done that app where you don't see your face.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
Look at this kid. Watch his foot. He just knows his body. So he grabs my legs and then throws his foot behind my heel and trips me. Watch his foot. Like, he just comes at me, right?
Yeah.
And then he grabs my legs, and then what? Look, do you see that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I saw him setting up for it.
Yeah. Like,
he was walking like that before he walked over to you.
I actually throw a punch at him at one, trying to hit him.
A
13-year-old. This is before you can get in trouble for doing that.
Imagine what a fucking murderer he is right now.
Oh, Google this kid. I bet he's fucking fighting in the fucking MMA. He just manhandled me.
That's a seventh grader.
Yeah, a seventh grader fucked me up. He would have broken my arm. Watch, here's where I throw the punch. I go, all right. No. I'm like, God damn it. And fuck. He got both my arms.
Oh, man. Oh, God. Is that demoralizing?
Yeah. That's why I don't talk shit to anybody.
13. What's his name? Because his name appeared on screen.
Jordan Collins. So,
Jordan or was
I don't
it
know.
Different?
I don't, there it is. Right there. Jordan Collins. 14 years old. Thank God.
He looks tough, man. He has a tough look to him.
I bet he's MMA, yeah. MMA fighter, yeah. Tapology.
Oh, this is out of Illinois.
No, this isn't him.
Age 30?
Would that track?
No, I don't think so. Because it was only set.
I was 28 years old.
So it was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, then it would track, I think, right? No.
Hey, here they go. Bobby Lenkins versus Jordan Collins. Type in one of these videos. Let's see it.
Is that the kid?
Is this him? 2015? That doesn't look like him.
I don't know.
But the other guy does.
Could be. Let's move. Holy shit, man. Went from tapping your ass out to...
beating up bikers.
Wow.
Is this him?
I can't tell yet. No.
Nah, it doesn't look like
that's
him.
That's not him.
Oh, well.
Imagine the anxiety you feel right then.
I'd be in the zone, man.
But you in the game.
I'd be in the zone. What if I knocked out the game?
That'd be awesome.
Just like in a fucking, like I go up and just bring a knee and he bends down thinking it'll duck it and I knock him out. Just fucking, everyone's like, oh, you like Jorge Masvidal.
Yeah, that could totally happen, man.
Yeah. Jorge Masvidal's a badass. I remember watching him fight when he was a kid.
As a kid?
Yeah.
He was fighting as a kid?
On YouTube. They'd have him fight backyard fights. He was a fun guy to watch fight. Yeah. He's always been a fun guy to watch fight. Those guys, though, they just, they're not scared of anything.
Yeah, they're not.
Like, I'm so scared of getting like my teeth knocked out. Like just the little things. Like I lost a tooth eating a string cheese one time. Mm-hmm. And I got a panic attack about it.
That would be great in the pre-fight, interview thing.
That's Jorge Masvidal.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Dude, he's been, that guy's can fight his whole life. He's been able to fight.
Oh, he fucked that guy up.
Yeah.
Yep, that guy thought it was going to be a different thing, too. You could tell.
They do a rematch. They do a rematch with him and this guy, I think, by a bodega.
Oh, fuck. These backyard fights.
There's like
wild.
Little things I don't know about fights, like where to keep my hands.
Uh-huh.
Like just in the little thing that we were doing, they're like, yo, you got to keep your hand by your face because that'll help deflect punches. And I was like, I wasn't even thinking about people punching me.
Well, you know, first rule, protect yourself at all times, right?
I get tripped up in footwork. I think about things.
You just got to keep doing it, man.
Look at this.
The game doesn't know what's going to happen to him.
What if the game... What if someone shows this to him and then the game gets really upset? He's just and they just edit it so that all of a sudden, all it's like, oh, I can kick the game. I'm not even going to say it out loud because I'll put it in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the game's like, I'll fuck that dude up. And he calls Snoop. He's like, you friends with this guy? And Snoop's like, I can't vouch for Bert. He's like, that guy talks a lot of shit, man.
He said he could whip your ass.
Fuck.
I mean, what would it take for you to two-step in the ring?
To two-step in the ring?
To step in the ring with the game.
To two-step with the game?
Yeah.
I'd do it for free.
Would you box him if the guarantee
Give me a number. Give me a number. Give me a number. Boxing.
Boxing. You're going to box...
The game.
Five rounds. 3-minute rounds.
Uh-huh.
And you're guaranteed...
Is... I hang on one second. I have a number in my head.
They're guaranteeing you $8 million.
No.
You wouldn't do it?
No.
Okay.
10.
10.
10's my number.
Okay.
10's a good clean number.
The guarantee.
Yeah, guarantee.
Now, you could suffer severe injury.
No, right?
Sure you could.
For real?
If
one boxing match?
Definitely. Just takes your head off with a clean, like, right cross or uppercut and just, you know, you go to the hospital, you have a swelling of your brain. Like, it could be, like, really bad. But... Also, maybe you won't get it.
What's the worst injury in boxing? One, Dooku Kim. Oh, what? Oh, these are the people.
Yeah.
I thought that was a thing that could happen to you.
Had his brain knocked off from his skull. Frankie Campbell. That could happen.
Oh. Oh, man.
Yeah.
So, wait. Considering that I do use my brain some of the time.
You definitely use your brain.
So, you're saying from, like, a punch, you can get killed?
Definitely. If it's... Enough force, you know, if Deontay Wilder just loaded up.
Oh, my God. Have you ever seen Deontay Wilder beat the fuck out of that guy in the gym who was talking shit about him?
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about, Nadav?
Yeah, Charlie Zelenoff.
What's this?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God.
In a gym he does this?
This guy was talking shit, and Deontay Wilder decides to...
Show up.
Pull his card.
Uh-uh.
Show up, and then fuck him up, and he was like, yeah, it's all fun and games. Guy was doing what I'm doing right now, and this Deontay Wilder just beats the fuck out of him.
This guy was talking shit?
He's talking shit, like I am right now. I think it's Chet Hanks.
Kind of looks like it. Oh, my God.
Okay, that's where, watch, he's just covering up,
yeah,
and he's like, but you, Deontay Wilder's just talking so, he's like, no, I don't want to stand up. You're going to hurt me. And he's like
back up, man, back up.
No, you've been talking shit. This is what men do.
Yeah.
By the way, I really apologize to the game. I hope he doesn't do this to me. I'm really backing up. I love the game. I love the game's music. Yeah. I'm a big game fan. I like board games.
Yep.
Watch this. Watch the guy's like, I don't want to do this anymore. But why would you?
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at him. Look at him.
Oh, that's here in LA. Oh, yeah. On the ground? Yeah, he's fucking.
Now the guy's like, I got to run away.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, let him stand up, man.
This guy fought Floyd Mayweather.
Jesus Christ. He almost threw his own guy.
Deontay Wilder is a fucking.
No, you don't want any piece of that, dude.
I would never want to fight. I don't want to fight anybody, and I really don't want to fight the game. Let's find out who the game can fight, though. I heard Sebastian Maniscalco was talking shit about him.
So wait, how did this fucking... was this kid like posting videos?
He was an internet troll.
Oh.
And he was talking shit about Deontay Wilder, and I guarantee you he doesn't do it anymore.
He was leaving him voicemails, I think, calling him the N-word and stuff.
Oh.
Oh my God.
That's a really bold thing to do, man. Like, it's a really crazy move. Of all the people you could say to leave a voicemail for Deontay Wilder, it's insane, man. God damn.
Top five things that don't come out of my mouth in front of Deontay Wilder.
Jesus Christ.
I'll tell you the five things that will never come out of my mouth. But, words that your mom will never come out of my mouth in front of Deontay.
Oh, no. So wait, is this kid a boxer though?
What he does is that he's been like he goes to boxing gyms with like boxing gloves, and he just finds people that look buff.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, "Hey man, you want to do a little friendly sparring?" And he gives them gloves, and then just beats the shit out of them. And he's like, "Oh yeah, my record's like 200-0 now."
Wait, Charlie does
Who's
that?
Fighting right there,
Floyd Mayweather's dad.
Wait, is Floyd Mayweather's dad?
He boxed. Yeah. He was a boxer. He's a pro boxer.
Yeah, but he doesn't look very confident in the ring. It looks like this guy's going. No, I guess age-wise.
That kid is throwing weird fucking... Those aren't, like, technical punches he's throwing, man.
Right now, this kid's jacking off. He's like, I'm getting called out.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll fight you guys.
Yeah, okay.
Charlie Zelenoff.
Also, by the way, Floyd Sr. is fucking in his 60s.
And drinking, I think.
Yeah, I mean... Well, that's 2011 still. I mean, he's obviously way, way older.
And then I think this Charlie guy was stalking Kim Kardashian for a while.
What
also.
The fuck is wrong with this guy?
Okay, let's get off of this.
Yeah, I don't want to be associated with this.
Let's get off
this. There's certain people I just go, I don't want to be associated with you.
Yeah, this is
like, good. I don't like what you're doing.
Yeah, speaking of that, you said you're getting into QAnon stuff now?
Dude, if you're looking for answers,
yeah,
QAnon's got them. You're sitting there going like, hey, what's this shipping container stuck in the Suez Canal? And then QAnon's like, it's filled with children that are getting trafficked for sex. And like, well, that makes a lot of sense. By the way, speaking of people I don't want to get my name in their mouth, QAnon's one of them.
Yeah.
I didn't know what QAnon was. And I've heard of it, but I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
And there's this documentary on HBO that tells you exactly like what it is, who they think is doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And
educate us.
And it's, there was a book called Q. That's the HBO, End of the Storm. A storm is coming. That's what they say. And that's when you know that I think it's, I don't know what the storm is. I don't really listen to the information I take in is so suspect.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, everything I take in is based on, can I write a joke about it? And so I only look for like shiny objects in a story. Like if I'm any information, whatever shiny object catches my eye, that's where I kind of gravitate to.
Yeah,
and that's the one thing I remember. But so I knew what 4chan was. It was 2chan, 4chan, then 8chan, then and then QAnon is a guy who posts on 8chan, I think. Right? Am I right on this, Nadav?
I don't know too much history on QAnon. Let me
and so and so it basically was propagandizing, supporting Donald Trump and giving people ideas like about Pizzagate and about like all these things. It's conspiracy theory. Thank God I never knew who QAnon was, because I'm the kind of person that could get whipped up into a fucking one of those conspiracy theories super easy.
That first paragraph when you scroll up is a doozy, man. Like that is quite a sentence. It says QAnon, or simply Q, is a disproven and discredited American far-right conspiracy theory alleging that a secret cable of Satan-worshipping, cannibalistic pedophiles was running a global child sex trafficking ring and plotted against former U.S. President Donald Trump while he was in office. Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
a lot.
It's
a lot of kid fucking.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was Pizzagate. I mean,
that was what they thought Pizzagate was.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is there were dudes who legit believed it. There was a guy, a lot of people, that went in and was like, with a gun,
yeah,
and cleared
it. He thought he was saving children that were kept.
He thought he was doing the right thing.
Yeah,
yeah. And so I've been watching. And then Q said that container ship that was stuck in the Suez Canal was filled with children that were being trafficked.
God, who? Oh man.
Okay. But what's crazy is if you're looking for answers,
yeah, then they got them.
Q gives them to you.
Well, I mean, yeah, we have a lady with answers. I don't know if you know about this. Like, this is a an update on status of the president. A lot of people, you know.
Who's this?
So I guess this needs to be said too. All you people that think Biden is the president, you guys cannot get no stupider, okay? He's not in the White House. It's closed down. He is on a movie set. You guys are so freaking ignorant that I just have to laugh, because you're not hurting my feelings. Never one time did Trump ever have to fake anything he's done. Not one time. He don't fake shit. Why is Biden faking he's in the White House? Oh, because he's not your president. Wake the fuck up. How dumb can you be? Like, you're so dumb. You're the dumbest people I've ever met in my life. Educate yourself, people.
There you go.
See,
there's a bunch of people.
Like, here's the problem. I stay away from people like that because me and her at a campfire, I start listening.
Yeah,
and
I go,
let me show me a footage of something on a television set. And then I'd be like, that does look like a television set.
And then you start saying this stuff.
And then I start go, you're ignorant.
Yeah.
If I was Biden, I would so lean into conspiracy theories. If I was Biden and I saw that, I would go, hey guys, get us a television set up. We're going to do a bunch of shit, and I want little Easter eggs hidden all over because I'm going to spin these motherfuckers out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And I would do all of that.
Yeah.
I would love to do that.
Yeah.
I would fake insurrections and, that would be like, and then you just get, because you know there's nothing more powerful than taking these people that believe in that stuff and then giving them a little bit of like,
a
little taste of like, and then they're like, no, it's real. And
yeah.
Because people like me, I just go, oh, this woman's out of her mind, right? I would never listen to her.
Yeah.
There's no amount of proof she could give me that would make me believe her. But that would make her even crazier.
It would. Yeah, yeah.
God damn. Thank God I never discovered QAnon.
You would be a great ultra-right-wing guy. Like, they would love to have you.
I would be, because, yeah, I would.
Yeah, you would. And you got a wide reach, and you could make it, like, you could make it entertaining. You know, and market stuff well. It might be a lane for you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is like a fun conspiracy theory you could push, you think?
AIDS.
AIDS?
Yeah. Go for AIDS.
Created
by the government.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
To kill
gays and African Americans.
Yeah.
I would definitely lean into that. By the way, and I
sell me on it.
I'll tell you the truth.
Okay.
I was having drinks with some people from the CDC in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
And they all but told me the government created AIDS to kill gay people.
Really?
All but told me the government created AIDS to kill gay people. And I was like, for real? And they were like, name one straight guy. This guy said to me at over drinks, I was pretty wasted. He goes, do you know what we at the CDC call a straight guy who has AIDS? And I said, what? And he said, a liar. And I went, Jesus, man. I don't even know if the guy really worked at the CDC.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he told me he did, but like, here I am sold on this theory. He just walks away. I was like, guy from the CDC.
It would be, you know what? It would really speak to the reach of this podcast if the CDC responded to this.
Yeah. That would be interesting. I would love a CDC representative to talk to us about, we should get one on the show and do an interview about some viral diseases.
Yeah.
AIDS would be number one. Because that kind of showed up out of nowhere, and it targeted communities. Like, not a lot of straight white dudes got AIDS.
Yeah, I guess to start. But then, like, blood transfusions.
They didn't fucking work out all the kinks.
Right.
They were like, they didn't figure out all the angles. It's like that one time I bet that kid I could cut his hair. He didn't think I was going to fuck his hair up.
Right.
He thought I wanted to cut his hair.
Right, and cut it well.
And I fucked his head up, and he going, I didn't see that coming. I said, you didn't think of all the angles. It's like Tin Cup when they was like, I can hit a 7-iron longer than you, and then he turns and he hits it down the road. You got to think all the angles.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I could see myself getting into conspiracy theories. Like, the world is flat. I'd buy that.
Yeah.
Like, just sell it to me the right way.
Yeah.
Like, because that's the problem with news. That's why I stopped reading news, is that
How come you don't see the earth curve when you look out far?
Yeah.
There you go.
How come when I get in a plane, I don't see it curve?
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, I can see that. I can see, given any bit of information, you can, and you take it on the odd day. There's
another reason, though, why I think those things take off. It's because it's exciting to feel like you're getting insight that the masses don't get. So that's exciting.
To be awake.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, oh, people are buying. Oh, okay. Now I see. Like,
it's the same energy that people who know about pronouns and know and like refer to themselves as, you know, like that kind of, the being woke is a woke. It's like finding Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, you, all of a sudden you have answers that no one has.
Right.
And you're seeing things. You're looking at people like fucking silly fools. I feel that way when I drink. Like when I'm drinking in the day at the airport,
yeah,
and I see sober people getting on a laptop when they get on the plane and they're doing work, I'm like, you're asleep, man. I'm awake.
That's how you feel?
I feel wide awake. I love it.
And you feel like they're idiots for doing their work?
Yeah, you're like, fucking, you signed up for that. You got to do this on the plane and reply to emails.
This.
And I'm doing this, and then I'm going to do a little bit of this. Not suck dick, but stand up.
Yeah.
I'm woke. Like, it's an interesting, I don't know. You got to be careful. Like, I'll tell you this. This is fucking blew me away. Like, there's a ton of shit I don't know. Okay. Yeah. So the other day, I get a book from a fan. Like, so my fans started sending me books, and they were
that
like,
"That pisses you off."
No. Well, I started getting into history.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then I start reading this book, and all of a sudden I'm like, "Hold on, are they what?" I just started reading it. Like, I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
I just started reading it, and it's fucking fascinating. And then I'm like, wait, is this one of those things where you got to check your source? So I'm like, am I reading this book? And then this is like, they're like, oh, you like this. And you start reading, you're like, this Candace Owen lady's got a lot of great ideas. And everyone's like, oh my God, you're a racist. And you're like, she's black. I thought I could say that. And I'm like, oh my God. So like, I start reading this book. It's about King Leopold II.
Uh-huh.
And the atrocities committed in the Congo. And I am like, by the way, I hope this comes out respectfully, because once again, this is the podcast that's going to get my ass kicked.
No.
You don't know where I'm going with this.
Okay.
So I read this whole book, King Leopold's Ghosts, right?
Mm-hmm.
The whole fucking book. Got the book down pat. Type it in.
King Leopold's Ghosts. Okay.
A Story of the Terrors.
Okay, Leopold's Ghost.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just, King Leopold's Ghost.
Okay.
And I read it, and I feel smart. I now have talking points that I can bring up to people. I don't have to talk about World War Goddamn Two anymore.
Yep.
And sound like I have a fucking. And I feel smart.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I bet a lot of people don't know. Do you know what happened about in the Congo?
No.
Okay. So King Leopold's Belgium. He decides, I'm gonna take over the Congo. He takes over the Congo at the right time, because they start cleaning up on ivory, because no one gives a shit about the elephants yet.
Yeah.
And they invent tires. And at the time they invent tires, the one place you can get rubber is in the Congo, rubber trees. So he's like, fuck, this is great. I'm going to clean up. So he starts sending his soldiers down to basically, now slavery is like outlawed already. This is like when did slavery become illegal in the United States?
1865.
So this is 1870. Okay. And so he starts enslaving the Congolese. And if they don't do their job or they don't meet their quota, then they kill them. But he wants to make sure you actually killed him, because he's sending a bunch of fucking white dudes to the jungle with guns who would love to hunt leopards.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, I don't want you just wasting bullets, because that costs money. That cuts my overhead. So once you kill them, chop their hand off and send their hand back, so I know that you, like, for every bullet you use, I want a hand. And so these guys are like, well, fuck, I want to go hunting. Let's just chop off baby's hands. Chop off all the hands of all the people, and then they can still get rubber, and then we can hunt. That's how horrific these white people are, right? They're chopping off hands. By the way, you know how they made them get rubber? They fucking cut the vine on the rubber tree, and then rubber had to go all over the Congolese. Like, they'd cover their body in it and then walk it back to the camp and then rip dried rubber off a hairy body. That's how they did it. It was fucking horrible.
Ugh.
This book is so, like, atrocious of, like, what happened. It doesn't end until, like, 1908, right?
Yeah.
Guy does this for a long time.
Yeah.
So I got all this information. I can't wait to bring this up. No one knows this.
God.
And I mean this respectfully, but I just look online and I see Mike Tyson and Justin Wren talking.
Mm-hmm.
And Justin Wren says to Mike Tyson, who I would not pit. I don't think anyone would ever like look at Mike Tyson and think he's like a well-read dude.
Mm.
And he's like, do you know what happened with King Leopold? And Mike Tyson spits back all the information that I just read. I spent a day fucking reading, and he knew this a year ago.
Like top of his head.
Top of his head. He's like, oh, King Leopold, the atrocities in the Congo. It's a fucking horrific. They cut the arms off of a rubber factory. And he knew everything. And I went, here I am busting my ass.
Well, you only think he read the book?
He has to.
Yeah.
And so then I'm sitting there going, what else does fucking Mike Tyson know?
Yeah, like, he's surprising.
You would think.
You know what's also surprising? I don't know if it's surprising to you, but I'm always kind of blown away when I find out that great athletes are great studies of their sport.
Yeah.
Like, he knows every fight.
Mike Tyson is such an interesting guy because the media has portrayed him one way.
Yeah.
Like, portrayed him one way. And I think I've always seen him that way. Now, I'm a fan of his boxing, mm-hmm. and I'm a fan of him on podcasts. I'm a fan of everything about Mike Tyson, but, like, You don't think big history buff Mike Tyson.
Mm.
And all of a sudden you're like, big history buff. You're like, what else don't I know about Mike Tyson? And by the way, I'm done reading books.
Yeah, you're done.
I'm done reading books.
Wait, are you
books.
Just upset that someone else knew something?
Yeah,
that
took you I thought a while. I would be the only one that knew this. Me and the guy that wrote the book. Fucking now Mike Tyson knows it. It's like, that's not even good info anymore.
Yeah.
What I need to know shit Mike Tyson doesn't know.
So you want it to be exclusive info to you.
I wanted to go on Mike Tyson's podcast and be like, have you ever heard of King Leopold? And he's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm like,
and then you
get ready for the Razzle Dazzle show. Instead, yeah. He knows more about the subject than I do.
Yeah.
Whatever I told you is probably half true.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, it wasn't children's feet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
I'm sure you got some of it wrong.
Oh, I'm certain I did.
Yeah.
I'm guaranteeing Mike Tyson's watching this going, first of all, like he named the dates. He named the dates as if someone gave him a list. I'm right not even joking. Over. And said, "This they're going to be talking about this." Mm-hmm. And they had cue cards up. That's how good he was on talking about this shit. We got to get Mike Tyson on here.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Hey, why don't you get him to, when I'm gone, why don't you have him co-host while I'm in rehab?
That'd be great.
I bet we could get it done. You know him. You're friends with him.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be fun. Wait, so who are, did you name five comics you could beat up? Because that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, now.
Because I think everyone would start with Bobby Lee, right?
Well, he already beat him up.
Right. I'm not cleared to do things, and I could beat him up right now.
You could beat him up with one arm?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Bobby Lee's probably an easy victory.
Yeah.
And if you're going to go Bobby Lee, you can probably... Let's see. I'll tell you who I think I'd be scared of is people would underestimate is like someone like a Rick Glassman.
Mm,
like very athletic. Yeah, yeah, very athletic, scrappy.
Yep.
I think I could... probably beat up Nikki Glaser.
That's pretty good.
Natasha Leggero. Do you think you could beat up Moshe?
Yeah. Yeah.
He grew up in Oakland, though.
Yeah, he's probably been in some fights.
Yeah, and he was like the one...
I don't think he'd be a pushover.
Okay. Nick Thune?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, Nick doesn't strike me as someone he's too much of a pacifist.
But no to anybody that wrestled in high school.
Aziz Ansari?
Come on, dude.
I bet Aziz would knock me the fuck out and I would look and everyone would be like, wow, I did not see that coming.
You think that would happen?
I bet I could beat him up.
Probably.
He's got an interesting smile.
There's got to be a list of like who are the dudes that can for sure scrappy fight? Like who can fight?
Who do you think? Yeah, who's
cuz like you said, DiStefano boxed, right? Anyone who was like into DiStefano, boxing.
Giannis growing up. Giannis, I would not fuck with him.
Yeah.
I bet Schultz. You think you can beat Schultz up?
No, he seems like he's a big guy first of all. Isn't he big?
Yeah, he is
like,
pretty big and his parents were dancers, so like he can
athletic,
move.
He's athletic, yeah. And he boxes and everything. No, I bet he'd be tough.
I bet he's got New York energy.
Yeah.
I don't think I could beat him up. Dan Natterman I could beat up pretty handily.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently everyone can beat up Kevin Brennan.
Really?
Well, I could beat up Neil.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. I could beat up Neil. Natterman. Dan Natterman, Kevin Brennan.
No, you could definitely beat him
up. I could take Neil. Yeah. Do you think you beat up Dave Chappelle?
Yeah. Yes.
We're going with healthy though, right? Not like right now. Like where I'm going to get x-rays tomorrow.
I talking about him. I was like, no, I want to know him during coronavirus.
Yeah.
When he was sick with coronavirus. Yes. Do you think he'd beat up Donnell?
Of course.
Charlie Murphy, no.
When he was in his prime, fuck no.
Eddie Murphy? No.
No?
No. Eddie Murphy could box.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. His dad was a prize fighter or something like that.
Yeah, this is like
that's why I tell the story.
Information. Yeah.
His dad was a prize. I bet Eddie Murphy's dad. Type in Eddie Murphy's dad prize fighter. Guarantee you Eddie Murphy's dad's a prize fighter.
Wait, why are you guaranteeing it? You just said you're not sure.
I'm not sure, but I feel like he was.
Okay.
Yep.
What?
No, go to all. Eddie Murphy.
Okay. Doesn't say.
Oh, no, it doesn't say. But his dad taught him how to fight. Lillian!
Yeah, he's almost 20 years older than me, man.
He is.
Yeah.
No, he's wait,
he's 59.
He's only 59?
Yeah.
God, man, he's fucking funny.
Yeah.
He really...
Okay.
I want to just...
His father, Charles, was a transit police officer, amateur actor, and comedian.
Transit police officer is what I meant to say. But his dad taught him how to box.
Okay.
Do you think you beat up Jerry Seinfeld? I bet he'd outlast me cardio.
Yeah, he's probably got good cardio.
He's got probably got great cardio. I bet he can fight. I bet Jerry Seinfeld can fight. I guarantee you, because he comes from that old school where like didn't he grow up in Brooklyn,
Long Island.
Yeah, where I guarantee you at that they had to teach young Jewish kids how to fight and hold their own so they could get into the city. I guarantee you Jerry Seinfeld can fight.
Maybe.
I'm thinking of him now. Like, you look at that face, you're like, that guy can't fight. But him now, he's in better shape. He got better looking the older he got, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he's.
He's better looking now than he was as a child. Isn't that fascinating?
He's in his 60s, right? Like, he's in his mid-60s right now.
You know who I heard can really fucking fight? No joke? Larry David.
Come on.
Dude, someone told me, let me tell you something about Larry David. He is in shape. Like, he is ripped. Type Larry David shirtless. Larry David is fucking ripped.
Now you're going crazy.
Dude, I'm telling you, Larry David, find Larry David shirtless.
Well, he's in like...
Who's friends with Larry David? Do we know anyone that knows Larry David? He's in great shape. Someone just told me Larry David's in fucking great shape. Like strong as fuck, built like a man.
Okay. I don't think we're seeing any though.
How's that possible?
I mean, I don't think he's shirtless in anything. He's always in like a t-shirt and a coat, like a blazer, a jacket.
You know? I just don't want to get to the age where like all of a sudden your body starts like turning into like an old person's body. I want to make sure that I'm always as jacked as this. Yeah, Larry David can fucking
super
fight.
Jacked.
Type in Larry David.
You don't want to have an old person's body, you said?
Yeah. Just big arms like I've got, big hands. Look, Larry David's a fucking MMA stats. That can't be the same. That's Larry David.
Larry David Chris.
Okay. I was like,
is this all just you hearing about a different guy?
No.
You're just like, this guy can fucking fight.
Who do we know that knows Larry David? Do we know anyone that knows Larry David? Neil Brennan, I guarantee you knows Larry David.
Probably.
We got to find stats on this. I guarantee you. Someone told me, they were like, you know who's in great fucking shape? I said, who? They go, Larry David. You touch him and it's muscle.
I mean, you can see him, man. He's a lean guy.
He dresses like this. It's like a possum.
Throw people off.
Playing possum. He's playing possum with
his body. Like Dr. Drew.
Yeah, Dr. Drew's jacked.
Yeah.
But I think Drew always says it's a lot of steroids. He does a lot of steroids.
Shut up.
Drew says that to me privately. He's like, don't bring this up. I'm really into HGH. Look at Larry David.
That's
true. I was like, Jesus, I did not think that would be it.
Do you want to look like that when you're his age?
Full head of hair? Yeah, I'd love to. Drew's got a good body.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's in his 60s.
Yeah. He's got to be on something, right?
I don't know, man.
Is that just jacked?
Who knows? I don't know. So who would you definitely not want to fight that's a comic? Like, definitely no. Besides the obvious.
Besides Ron Funches.
You don't want to fight him.
Here's the deal. Big guys like that don't know how strong they are.
Yeah.
Just
right,
fucking,
from carrying more weight.
He's been carrying weight his whole life. So his body is fucking... First of all, I think he's in great shape right now, right? Like, legit, like, power cleans, all that shit. I guarantee you, Ron Funches, it would be fucking terrifying to fight. Especially if you got him mad.
Mm.
I think... Hey, let me see him wrestle. Ron Funches has wrestled.
He went to a wrestling camp.
Yeah, like, those things are hard as shit.
WWE kind of thing, you know? Like, he went to the actual... Oh, yeah, there it is. See that second photo?
I bet Ron Funches could throw you through a fucking wall.
That one there. I think that's like at the... That might be at the camp? Or is that the comic thing? He told me he went to a camp where, like, you actually, you know, take bumps and, like, do, like, really... Yeah, pro wrestling school.
That's fucking... Yeah, that's hard to do. Those pro wrestling schools are legit. Like, yeah, I mean, workout.
Like, those guys, like, you know, the very few graduate from that. And they end
I bet up, Kumail's fucking... Throw me through a wall right now.
Oh, because he's all jacked.
Fucking ripped. Okay, who would I not want to fight that you wouldn't think of? Like, who's the sleeper where you're like, oh, I'd take his ass. You're like, actually.
Oh, you know, who's also into wrestling. I don't know if you know. Well, fuck, yeah. Earl Skakel.
Oh, Earl's jacked.
He's jacked.
Earl
and,
is.
And he loves hockey and wrestling. and like, I think he lifts like every day. He's a boulder. Like, when you grab him,
yeah,
he's just like a solid
That's
piece.
Like me. When you touch me, you feel you feel muscle.
Like that dude right there, I bet you throw
He is
down.
Fucking shredded.
Yeah.
And he's like 70, right?
No. Yeah, but
Jimmy Carr, I bet I could take Jimmy Carr.
You got him. You definitely got him.
Yeah, Earl is. Not Jimmy Carter. I could definitely take Jimmy Carter, too.
You could fight Jimmy Carter and Jimmy Carr at the same time.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Sex toys?
Yeah. So what do you, do you play with sex toys? Do you guys get them?
No, Leanne doesn't do it.
None of them?
Oh, I don't know. She's had a weird thing about it. Like, I've always wanted to try to increase the, you know, just have fun. And she's always like, well, I just want you. Well, I don't want no batteries in here.
For real?
She doesn't like any. Anyway, and I bought her some and tried them. And she just looks at me when I do it like, what are you? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's really uncomfortable.
Dude, I got this cock ring where the, like, it has, you know, for your cock. And then it has a thing that pulls on your balls at the same time. And vibrates. Like, I almost had a seizure. It's great, man.
I wish she would let me try something like that.
Yeah.
She has no interest.
You know what? Can I start sending stuff to the house?
Please.
All right.
Please.
I'll start sending you stuff.
Fuck yes.
Like, I'll try it once I get it. I'm like, this is good. I'll send you, you know, I'll clean it. I'll send it to you.
No, but new ones. I'll take the new ones. Send me you.
Wouldn't that be so gross if it was all used sex toys?
I lived with a guy who, who I remember. No, I can't tell this story because you'll know who it is immediately.
Yeah,
but anyway, yeah, sex toys. I've never been maybe my second wife and I'll do stuff like that, but like right now with this wife, I guess I'm just gonna just raw dog it.
Yeah,
just have regular sex in her butthole.
Never, do you guys do butt stuff?
Never. Leanne's like a Baptist.
Yeah,
you can't make eye contact. We both gotta look the opposite ways. No, I wish.
Finger in the butt, though?
Nope.
You've tried it?
No, I thought you heard of me. No. I've tried it. But back when we were younger, she would let it happen.
Yeah.
And now if you start to do it, she's like, what are you doing? Put a finger in my ass? And I'm like, sorry.
Yeah.
I got away from myself.
Yeah.
I was a little buzzed. We were having a good time. I didn't mean to ruin it.
Is that fun to go from like fun to sorry?
Yeah. Sorry. I thought I could maybe take a chance.
Yeah.
Swing for the fences. Walk away with a triple.
Try that. Try that with your second wife.
Yeah. Try now. You want finger in your ass? Put your own finger in your ass. Yeah. That's not what you like. I don't like it. Nuh-uh. Nuh-uh. She is hyper aware of me right now.
Really?
Yeah. Like if I say anything, it's just jump on me. I said something that I didn't think was mean at all. But like we were putting together my sauna.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just trying to write a joke, and I was like, it's funny. And you can see how the joke would be structured. I go, when you get Leanne around tools, her redneck comes out. Like, she starts saying things that are rednecky.
Yeah.
But it's I was going to write a joke right after that, and then she shut me down, and she was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I was like,
You're a fucking redneck. That's what I'm saying.
I go, and then I had to defend it. I said, you grew up around tools so much as a kid with your dad that you and your dad have a shorthand that you say things like, I wish I could think of the example, but I couldn't think of the example because even when I started talking about it, she kind of shut it down. And I was like, no, I'm not insulting you. I'm trying to tell you that when you're around tools, you say things like, moan back or, you know, like whatever you say, you just, your inner redneck really shines. And then we got fighting about it. I go, never mind. I go, it doesn't fucking matter. I go, this isn't a slam on you. She goes, well, you don't know how to fix anything. And I was like, why are we insulting each other?
Yeah.
She's just really on top of me right now. Anything I do is just like, what?
Yeah. Well, she does live with you. That's got to be a lot.
How come I can't sleep in the bed? And I was like, you picked it. You sleep on the couch. We haven't slept in the same bed in so long.
How long?
I would say mid-COVID.
That's the last time you slept in the bed together?
We have one time we did. I've gotten so used to sleeping by myself that I think if we move into this new house, we might just have separate bedrooms.
Really? That's always a good sign.
But yeah. No, we're happy though.
You are?
She's not happy, but I'm very happy. I love it. I put my phone on an audiobook or a podcast and I just let it play all night long. I don't have to worry about anything. No one tells me to shut up or stop snoring or roll over on my side.
Why did it start?
Because of the dogs.
Okay.
The dogs were getting in bed with us and everyone was uncomfortable. And then my allergies started kicking in. In the middle of COVID, my allergies would kick in with the dogs in bed with us. And I would wake up, my eyes would be itchy. I'd fucking have asthma. And then the cat, it's three dogs and a cat in bed with us. And both the dogs are 140 pounds. So it's like and then Mac would get up and just go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. And Mona was going to the bathroom in the middle of the night. And so Liam was having to get up and get him out the door and get him. And then Mac started pissing on the couches. And then as soon as he started pissing on the couches in the middle of the night, Liam slept out on the couch with him and he stopped. Mm-hmm. And then she just likes it out there. I guess it. I don't know.
Do you miss her?
It's like, you know, when you go on the road and you got your own place, you got your own room and no one really fucks with you.
Yeah, it's nice.
And then I get mad at her if she comes in the bedroom. I go, hey, I'm sleeping.
You know, it's like when you do the road and you're doing it so much that you come home and like some real life stuff happens. You're like, I got to get back out there.
I've actually said that.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll be gone in 2 days. Can you guys deal with this then?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't want to deal
with it. Or the other version of it is that I'm home for a couple of days. I say something or something and then I get, you know what? When do you leave again? Yeah, why don't you go ahead and leave? And I'm like, great.
I was telling someone when we were doing Sober October, Leanne and I was just, you know how I would get so frenetic about that shit. And Leanne, I was driving Leanne crazy and we got into a fight in the morning and something about getting up with the girls and me going to spin class and then running. And I'm like, dude, this is what I do for a living. We're doing Sober October. It's a weight loss challenge. I'm gonna be focused on this. I'm putting it on social media. This is a business I'm in.
Yeah.
And no, it was going off. And then I go to Hot Spin and I'm coming back and I call her from the car going, all right, I'm just going to call her, apologize. And she answers. She goes, hey, babe. I was like, oh, how you doing? She's like, good. What are you doing? So I'm just coming home. She goes, oh, how was radio? I was like, I didn't do radio. She goes, well, where are you? And I was like, I'm coming home from Hot Spin. And she went, what? What are you doing spin on the road? And I went, no, I'm coming home. I'm in LA. And she went, oh, yeah. And I was like, she just immediately
shifted
when she realized I got to see you again. And I was like,
yeah.
I was like, no, I'm not. She thought I was.
She's like, how's Dallas?
You going back to the hotel room?
Yeah, yeah.
You going to take a nap? And she was in a great mood.
And then, but she's just here.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I just miss the road and like just taking a nap in the middle of the day where you just go, I'm going to sleep. And then you just turn off your phone and you shut down everything.
Yeah.
And nothing can wake you up. No dogs bark.
Oh, yeah.
No, nothing. No, nothing. The windows are, you got the little coat hanger with the little clips. So the curtains are closed tight. Yeah. You put the sign on the door. The lights are out. You have a little buzz because you drank at radio and you just pass the fuck out.
How long do you nap for when you do those?
Oh, 5 hours.
Really?
Oh. Dude, I sleep.
5 hours?
I sleep. If I come back from radio at 10, I will sleep at least until 3.
Really?
Wake up feeling skinny as shit. Get Subway.
Most naps are 10 to 20 minutes.
Oh, I will sleep in a hotel room. When I first did, when we started doing Go Big Show and they put us in the quarantine, I must have slept 18 hours a day. I was like in hibernation, and I just made everything ice cold.
That's the best.
Crank the AC.
That's the
fucking
best.
Crank the AC. Everything's murdered. Everything's dark. And just and like, I think a hurricane was coming in. Man, I can sleep really good during hurricane season. Just turn on the Weather Channel, and just as you wake up, you're still kind of tracking the storm.
Yeah.
I love the feeling of like when I listen to this podcast, I listen to like this one podcast, Mike Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
He has a podcast called, I've talked about this podcast so much. I will start it at like season 4. Mm-hmm. And I'll listen to 6 seasons throughout the night. Like, it'll just keep playing.
What is it though?
It's about revolutions.
Oh. You know what my favorite sleep is?
What?
So the worst sleep is followed by the best sleep. When you are flying back home, so you've had 2 shows in a night, and then it's you have to get up for a flight at like, let's say, 7 a.m. So you're like, oh, I'm going to sleep this many hours, but you're not. You have anxiety about it, and you're packing, and you wake up naturally in the night. Like, what time is it? And it's like 3:30, and you get horrible sleep. So you're dragging all day. Then you get home, and there's shit to do at home, and you're dragging through that. But that night, your body is deprived of sleep.
Yeah.
And you end up going to bed at like 9 or something. And I sleep that night. I'll sleep like 10 hours.
Oh.
And that's an amazing feeling. I mean, it's not good for you because you're catching up. You're sleep deprived.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's such a deep, deep sleep.
I got off a flight to Australia one time.
And there's another, after those flights. Crazy.
I timed it perfectly. I took a Xanax. Like, the flight left it. I want to say it was a night flight. I don't know if it was a night flight or not.
Yeah.
But like,
feels like you fly through like 8 days when you do it.
It's I took a Xanax 5 hours before takeoff. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's technically out of my system. And I get on the plane and I drink a couple glasses of wine and I fall asleep for the entire fucking flight. I wake up and it's like they're serving breakfast and I go, is it breakfast now? And then are we have another meal? And he's like, no, you've slept the whole flight. I was like, wait, how long until we get into Australia? And he's like, we're about 2 hours out. And I went, are you being serious? He's like, yeah. You didn't even get in your pajamas. You just passed out. And I was like, I got so excited.
Yeah.
And I said, can I get a cocktail? And he was like, of course. And I started getting loaded. I had slept 13. It was like literally passing out for 13 hours. I slept for like 13 fucking hours. And then wake up and I just got wasted again.
Yeah.
And you want to know what's fucking hilarious about this? Is I got wasted and I said, what time will it be when we land? And he said, 6:00. And I went, this is going to be the greatest day ever. I'm going to get wasted right now. I'm going to go in. I'm going to put my bags up. I'm going to go get dinner and I'm going to fucking pass out again. This is amazing.
Yeah.
I put my bags up, go to the front desk. I'm like, I'm looking for a good place to get dinner. And they're like, oh, we got to go to a bunch of great places. I said, anything close? And like, yeah, right across the street, one catty corner is really great. And I was like, fuck yeah. I walked over and they're closed. I'm like, that's fucking crazy. I was like, is that a holiday or something? And I come back and I go, they're closed. Is that everywhere around here is closed? And he was like, well, yeah, you got to make reservations. I said, to open the door? And he goes, no, for tonight. I said, it's night right now. And he goes, no, it's 6 in the morning. And I went, it's 6 in the morning? He goes, yeah, I go, I'm wasted. He goes, oh, I know. I go, fuck. I go, I've been planning. I thought the day was over because your day just started. You're hammered, brother. And I go, I am. He goes, we serve drinks upstairs. I just started drinking. I drank the whole fucking day. I've done that twice. Fucking landed in Australia and I just get to 6 a.m. I'm like,
that flight's the craziest. And also, when I went to Hong Kong, I got there and I just walked around this at like 3 in the morning because I was completely wired. Just wired.
Dude, it's like that in, it's Malaysia, but what's the place you can do in Malaysia? Is it just Malaysia? It might just be Malaysia.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Stand-up comedy in Malaysia. Singapore. Singapore is the greatest.
Yeah, Singapore.
Singapore is fucking super safe. Super
Kuala Lumpur?
Fucking for. No, I think it's just straight up Singapore.
Well, that's a different country.
It is?
Yeah.
It's not. That's not.
No.
Oh, never mind.
I mean, Singapore is its own country.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, Singapore, man. You walk around and it's just safe as fucking shit.
Yes, it is.
It is.
It is.
Safe as
they don't,
shit.
They don't play no games.
We went to that mall that turned into a whorehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they have a
That's
mall.
That's not in Singapore.
Yeah.
In Singapore?
They have a mall that turns into a whorehouse. Hmm. It's a mall during the day, and at night,
it's it a turns brothel? Into a
straight up seven floors of whores.
Really?
It's, I think it's called Seven Floors of Whores.
No, it's not.
It's called Seven Floors of
Look
Whores.
Look at this.
Five floors of whores, six floors of whores.
Oh, no. In Singapore? I figured the country with so many rules.
Orchard Tower.
The first five floors are a combination of bars. These prostitutes are mostly freelancers. Oh, wow.
The four floors of whores.
You're
I've
right.
been there. I've been there. Four floors of whores.
I didn't think you were right about that.
I was definitely right.
Yeah.
I know my whores. Four floors of whores, man. We went and it was like one. I immediately, I was like, get me to the boys one. Like, where, because it's a, I don't know if you can say it, but in there, they call it lady boys. Here, you would call it transitioned young men.
Yeah.
But man, it was chaos, and you're like seeing fucking hot chicks with dicks. Like,
really?
Oh,
they call it, what's the one in
Brody Stevens went there, and that's where he was like, I'm 10% gay.
Oh, remember yeah, when they were
8%.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I had a lot of questions, Joe.
They had the in Macau, they call it the fishbowl. That's what they said. They tried it. They were like, do you guys want to go to the fishbowl? I think that's what they called it. We didn't go, though, but they're like, it's basically the same idea of like,
oh, I would like
on display.
Here's the thing. I've never had a prostitute. I've never even gotten a hand job at a Jack Shack.
Look at that. Look how you spelled that. M A C.
Yeah, everyone can see it at home.
Okay. Are you not going to correct it so that we get.
He's
the
like,
right
I thought
result?
I spelled fish wrong.
There's no K. Nope.
Google can't even help you out. You're so bad. Google's like, I don't know what you're
Macau
talking about.
Macau is in China. It's M-A-C-A.
Wait, is China?
You there you go. Okay.
Ooh.
That's got to be it, right? Yeah. There you go.
The fishbowl.
Yep.
Whores.
Oof.
I'd like to go to China again.
Yeah.
I've never been to China. I take that back. I've been to China. I take that back.
Where you been?
Hong Kong.
Okay.
So China?
Well, technically now. But I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like, it's not mainland China.
By the way, that's one of my favorite sleeps I've ever had in my entire life. Hong Kong airport.
That place is amazing. Hong Kong is amazing.
You get a hotel room in the Hong Kong airport. Ooh. The greatest sleep
amazing.
I've 10-hour layover, 12-hour layover. You go in and it's just a bed and a shower. It's so small. Oh my gosh. See, type in Bert. See if I think I better put a video of me, Bert, Hong Kong Airport. Hotel, Hong Kong Airport. Yeah. See if that you're Hong Kong, Hong Kong. You're typing it. There we go. Perfect. Hit enter. See if you can. Images. Go to images. No, don't type in my early work. My early work is. Nah, fuck. That's me in Russia.
Where? Oh, there? Oh, yeah, that's, one.
No, that there one. That one. That one. Yeah.
That's from that trip?
Yeah, that's me and the mafia.
Jesus.
Yeah. But the Hong Kong airport, dude, you go in and it's pitch black, ice cold, gray bed. Oh, hammered. You go, this is what you do. I got little cheat codes. Go to customs, get yourself a couple bottles of wine.
Okay.
Go into your hotel room. Okay. And you have one bottle of wine before bed. You get nice and toasty.
Okay.
Pass out. You're going to sleep dead sleep. I slept dead sleep up until just about takeoff. Wake up. Kill your water bottle. Fill the other water bottle with the other bottle of wine. Topper. Take it onto the plane. None the wiser.
Okay. It's great advice. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you for listening. A lot of fun. I love you.
I love you too.
Talk to you soon, guys. Bye.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call two bears, one cave. No
scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology, dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.